Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
Now, listen, there's a clip that Keta brought to my attention. And it's a lady in the US who are speaking about trends that they're seeing regarding family dynamics here. Let's play a bit of it.
The great cousin decline. Families are shrinking, but the weirdest family role is a vital one. They say cousins occupy a weird place. Some people are deeply close to their cousins. Some see them as strangers. Some live on the same block as their cousins, and some never see them because they live in different countries. Research shows, in fact, that often cousins really don't interact. Only about 6% of adult cousins live in the same census tract, which is typically a neighborhood. The rest live in average of 237 miles away. Siblings make up 25% of living kidney donor relationships, and cousins make up 4%. So what? Do we just not need cousins?
So, this is the question, right? And I want to draw the parallels between Black culture, and then let's call it white culture, and then the culture that's out there in the world. Mm-hmm. In Black culture, your cousins are everywhere. So much so that your cousins are actually family. You refer to your cousins as your brothers. You refer to your cousins as your sisters. There's even a term, cousin brother.
Wow. Yeah, there
you is. Never heard that term? Never.
And cousin sister, yeah.
Wow, so you surprise me every day. Anyway, but you grew up alone, so maybe I'm not too surprised. But when it comes to maybe white culture, there's a very clear distinction between immediate family and extended family. So much so that I've never really seen a white person have reverence or the kind of love that we have for cousins. You know, like, for example, if I came across somebody, I don't even need to ask. That's my cousin. Jalunji. Whereas white people, you know, a Gilman and a Gilman, they're like, bro, I don't know you.
True.
Mfundo, are you related to Booker Two Shoes?
No, I'm not. And he always asks this every time. Like last week, I think when he was here, he was like, Mfundo, you still need to tell me about the Babalani surname. He does that all the time, but we're not related.
Yeah, I know.
But to the other subject of the cousins, I was raised with my cousin, brother. So we, for the longest time, we went to the same school because we were both being raised by our grandmother. So my father and his brother had children very young. So we were raised by their mother. And in school, because we had the same surname, everybody knew us as brother and sister. And that's how we moved. We were brother and sister. And it's only later now, when we're older and everybody's married, that they suddenly find out, oh, so you guys are cousins. So aksuputuako. So I can relate to that whole African dynamic where our cousins are not really cousins. They really are basically our siblings, and we can grow up in the same household.
Yeah, I think if you grow up in the same household, you get treated as siblings. For a short period, I grew up with one of my cousins, Utando, and my mom or granny would buy us literally the same shoes, different colors. We both got our All-Stars. Well, they were Kayo Stars that we got, not the original All-Stars, but like we were treated as siblings, right? However, my connection with my cousins has always been through my mom and my granny, because my cousins would come visit. You know, my mom loved hosting everybody. Yeah. When she passed away, that sort of dwindled a bit. Then I lived with my granny and it continued. Once she passed away, I haven't been that close to my cousins. My cousins don't even know where I stay.
Sure.
But we good. We're not beefing or anything. Like, I only found out where one stays because he was paying lobola like 3-4 months ago. Then I obviously went before heading off to gigs. But I'm not that close with my cousins. But we good. Our relationships are cool. There's no beef. Not from my end anyway. But I'd see them have meetings because there's a family group that I'm part of. But I'd see them meet and have, you know. But they're very close with one another. I'm just not close with them.
They're not inviting you to the meetup.
That's fine. No, I think they've given up. I don't even go when Mac G invites me for a braai, and I'm just that guy left chilling home. Sorry.
Remember I told you guys a story about when I was young, I never really had friends. What I had were cousins.
Yeah.
Until this day, my cousins are, I mean, I've got like a handful of friends, but my cousins I'm very close to. Literally everybody. I grew up around them. So give us a shout and let us know, what's your relationship like with your cousins? Do you even have a relationship with your cousins? Yini velo cousin? Because also, as we say, some people just go, ndabe amzala ngingeni, what's the kaya? So a friend of mine sent me a text. She's white. She's like, why are you lying saying you don't know any white people that are close to her cousins? She's very close to her cousins. They're like, They're like a clan, right?
Yeah.
But she's Portuguese, and I always tell her, Portuguese people are just like black people.
That's different, yeah.
Portuguese people, Italian people, come on, you're one of us, you know what I mean? Oh boy, I'm laughing. And then my Blair says, hey, let's expand this discussion and speak about the mom side of the family and dad side of the family. So on our mom's side, there are only two of them. So there aren't that many cousins, but I'm close to all of them, man. My dad's side is where he had like 10 siblings. So, okay, I didn't find it's a clan.
Yes.
500 strong at the very least, just immediate cousins.
Morning, morning, this is the world. I'm a cousin. I was like Tilagababa. And then the mother's side of the family, there are brothers and sisters. They are siblings. Injalo.
I see now. So there is a distinction, huh?
Oh, gosh. I have a lot of girl cousins. I probably have 8 on my father's side and like 15 on my mother's side. And my sister, who sadly passed away in 2015, started calling all of us my sister. And now it's remained with us. Whenever we see each other, we don't call each other by name. It's my sister, my sister, my sister. It's so much fun. And luckily also, we're all the same age group, funny enough.
So I have a cousin, yeah, since from, I think he's maybe 3 years older than me. When I was doing a crash, a preschool, the guy used to follow me to the class. So he wanted to go with me to the crash, even though he was doing grade 2. But because of we were that tight, even now, unfortunately, currently is paralyzed. So I am his father. I am his mother currently. I'm the one who's taking over everything. Finances, like if he wants to go to the mall, I must make sure, okay, I'm going to wheelchair, I'm going to carry Rafaira, go mall, shopping, everything. All, actually, everything. That's why I'm saying I'm his mother, I'm his father, even though we are just 3 years apart. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm Kulele Saitin Laga Mam. So my cousins are my brothers. Kulaga Koko Sonki. Ah, vele, abantu basekhaya. Angiboni nomehluko phakathi kosisi wami nama cousins wami.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I grew up, my cousins were my brothers and sisters. This new term, yeah, cousin, I knew it when I grew up, that cousins in but we grew up as brothers and sisters, not as cousins per se.
So when what is it that led to your I'll call it a strange relationship with your cousins? Actually, maybe it's not a strange because you were never close to begin with.
Yeah, because they would come visit during school holidays because Ekaya was the place where everybody just converges. Like I said, my mom loved hosting people. Then once she passed away, that culture sort of stopped. And then by the time I was by myself, I was barely home, so nobody came to visit me. Mm-hmm. And I don't like visiting people. So I think, but we're very close. Like my one cousin, I even helped him buy a business vehicle. So we're still okay, but we just don't see one another or refer to one another as like siblings. We don't have that closer relationship.
Okay.
It's actually sad, in my case anyway, it's actually sad. We grew up together, but we all here in Joburg, and nobody knows where the others live. Sihlangana le emakhaya ngemingcwabo nemishado. Our kids don't even know each other, but it is what it is.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. But yeah, keep the voice notes coming because we've actually got a lot. So?
Yeah, like, my cousins have never met my daughter.
Ay, Nina, konde ronga ni nigandi.
And Nomvuseka is a child that I've never met. Mbona kuma WhatsApp, mbona WhatsApp.
Maybe they think since you became famous.
Nah, but I've been consistent way before.
Okay, so you've always been a bad cousin.
Yeah, I've always been a bad. I'm the bad cousin. Now I'm gonna admit.
Aspect from the Zulu culture: anyone from your father's side is not your cousin, but your brother and your sister. And anyone from your mother's side is a cousin. But from your father's side, they are your siblings, literally. From your mother's side, yes, they are cousins.
The cousin issue. Cousins are from your mother's side. Your father's side, those are your brothers and sisters. Umtanaka babu mkhulu wakho can never be your cousin. But umtanaka malume wakho, the cousin yakho, is.
Hola, cousin.
I want to dispute what this lady is saying. Your sisters abantwana babumncane, babumkhulu, where you share the same surname. And the rest are all your cousins. Your aunt, because she is married and therefore they've got a different surname.
Okay. So we're having a discussion about cousins. How close are you to yours?
I don't agree with what those two guys just said about people from your father's side not being cousins or not being sisters. Because what if they're girls and they have taken the surname of their own fathers? So that makes them cousins, right?
Well, there's so many voice notes coming through. Let's just try and play a few of them.
Hey, cousins, guys. Me and my cousins, we are thick as thieves. Thick as thieves ever since we were little. I think we weren't even in the same provinces, but till today, we've got a WhatsApp group. We have family meetings where we're catching up. We are each other's best friends. I am telling you, me and my cousins, love them to bits.
Got a text here from Kenny saying, morning, Lomo. To date, I see and treat my cousins as my brothers and sisters. But with our kids, this thing is slowly but surely fading away. Why is that?
Our relationship just fell apart when our grandmother passed away. I think she was the glue that kept us together. And the only cousin that we are still close with is my mom's sister's daughter and my uncle's children. Those are the only ones. The rest are like...
Hi, iphuma phile indaba yokuthi abakhabo mama ama cousin abakhabo baba abayahiwa ama siblings is like a Zulu thing, guys. They are meant to be. Why ba habo musadi e ba bona ba leng distant? No, they are meant to be brothers and sisters. Now I grew up on my mother's side and bana ba bo mangwane le bo malume ba ka gidi brothers and sisters tsaka, because that's who I grew up with. My dad was non-participating, so I don't know anyone from his side. I know him. I met my grandmother, who's his mother, about 2 years ago when I was 40. So brothers and sisters, baga baba nizobathola phi ngoba abo baba and do not participate nga sisters. Abantu baga bo mamam ibo, my brothers and sisters, very close.
To be quite honest with you, I think the reason why cousins tend to pull apart from each other is usually because of how they turn out as adults, right? And I don't want to make it seem like I'm being classist or whatever, but if a one is a have and the other is a have not, and you grew up around the same circumstances, grew up the same way, but you didn't turn out the same, I think that could partially be a reason why relationships tend to be severed.
Sure, me, I've got brothers and sisters close to both from my dad's side of the family, my mom's side of the family. I've got a cousin, Sabo Sisi Nabo Puti. And I love it for us. We're very close. We get along.
Okay, you see. So many voice notes.
I'm not close to any of my cousins. I think same thing as Sol. When mom passes away, you try, yeah, keep in touch. When granny passes away, honestly, I you couldn't dislang anisayo anymore. So it's a pity. And also, even with my kids, they are more close to my nieces and nephews, unlike their dads, because I spend more time with my siblings. So therefore, my kids will spend more time with my siblings as well. Just also logistically, I'm always visiting my siblings more than I would visit my in-laws. Yeah, there's lots of cousins for my kids. They all get along, but again, it's on my side of the world.
Well, I have a good relationship with all my cousins. I don't wanna lie. So out of 17 grandkids, the first 4 grandchildren are the closest, because for the longest time, we all grew up together. Till today, like, we are inseparable. I start in a V without seeing each other. If we're not at their place, they're at our place or at my place, you know. So my sister and I would go to, we would make up a day and say, Saturday, asihlangane at my eldest cousin's place. And then we go there, so hlangana khona. And then the next weekend, we go to the youngest one. And then the other week, they come to us. So it's like that. We are that close. I remember one time when we went to my grand's place, it was December holidays. Sorry, not December holidays, June holidays. My cousin was doing, like, matric, and she was going to her June classes, so she couldn't make it. And then my sister cried. It was that type of situation where it feels like an arm or your heart is pulled out of your heart.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.